Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Zayin on the days. It happens to be tomorrow's daf. Anyone who's doing the daf yomi. Pasuk in Parshas Beshalach that we read yesterday. The Haya Bayom Hashishi Veichinu Es Asher Yaviu, referring to the month, that on the sixth day they shall prepare that which they will bring. So there's a halacha that Rav Chisda taught. It's brought in Shulchan Aruch. Amar Rav Chisda. This is from the Gemara here in Shabbos Kuf Yud Zayin. La'olam yashkim adam la'hutzas Shabbos. Person should always get up bright and early, meaning on Friday morning, to be involved with hutzas Shabbos. That's the lashon Gemara, hutzas Shabbos. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'haya b'yom hashishi ve'echinu es asher yaviu. So Rav Chisda darshins la'alter, that there's an inyan of the hachana for Shabbos la'alter, bright and early, yashkim adam. Now, Rashi writes, exactly what does it mean, Yashkim Hotzat Shabbos, and how do you see in the Pasuk that it should be the altar? So Rashi explains as follows. Yashkim Adam Be'erv Shabbos L'Troach U'Lezamein Hotzat Shabbos. When Rashi uses Lashon Hotzat Shabbos, L'Chorez, we'll see in the Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like that which you purchase with Hotzat Shabbos, that which you have for Shabbos, with your expenses, you have to be mazmin and toreach to get ready what you need for Shabbos. And how do you know it's to be done in the morning? Ve'echinu esa sheyavi la'alter, zok drashi b'shas hava hachana. At the time of the heviu, there should be the ve'echinu esa sheyavi. Ve'hava b'ashkama, he dechsiv v'lok, v'yukitu oso b'boker b'boker. They gathered the man early, within the first couple of hours of the day. And so just as the hava of the man was early in the morning, so too the hachana of Tzarchi Shabbos should be in the morning. That's Rashi. A lot of things are unclear here in the Gemara. First of all, is this a din d'oraisa, is it din d'rabbanan, is it an asmachta? How early? What about davening? Kriya Shema. Is it din d'oraisa? What about tefillah? According to Ram, is it d'oraisa? Before davening? The inyan itself of being Mechim, Tzarchi Shabbos, one can certainly understand in light of the notion of Kavod Shabbos, there's an inyan of the Chibadito, the Rabbim writes in Hilchot Shabbos, Perek Lamed, that there's a din of Zachar v'Shamar Midoraisa, and there's a din of Kavod Va'oneg, which is not Doraisa, but it's patterned after Zachar v'Shamar. Explains that there are four things that were said on Shabbos. Two min haTorah and two min divrei sofrim, which are mefurashim ayidei neviim. BaTorah zocher v'shomer, nisparsha ayidei neviim, kavod va'oneg. Which means that there's an inyan of kavod Shabbos, which really goes back to the notion of zocher. Kavod, the Rambam says, is all the inyanim that come in honor of Shabbos. Many of them are before Shabbos. To get ready for Shabbos, to shower, to change, to wait for the Shabbos. And so, to some extent, everything you do in preparation for Shabbos, in anticipation of Shabbos, goes into Kavod Shabbos. And all that harkens back to Inyan Zachar as well. Zachar is not just the mitzvah of Kiddush, but Zachar, for example, we know that Shammai HaZaken had a midah that from the beginning of the week, if he found something nice, he would reserve it for Shabbos. Hillel's midah was Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. He had bitachad that Hashem would be mazbin, let's say, a mana yafa for Shabbos. But it's brought by many Rishonim, and Mishabura already relates to it here, that even though we technically hold like Hillel, but Hillel's modeh, that Shammai's hanhago is also good. It's just that Hillel had a midah bitachon. But a person wants to be mazbin something for Shabbos and reserve for Shabbos, matov for manoim. So that means that that's part of an inyan of hachana for Shabbos. So it all goes back in some way to Zohar as well. According to one Shita, Rashi and Beya, Zohar Mem Zayin, Rashi and Beya, Beis and Beis, according to Rabbah, Muksus Doraisa. If something is not Muzman, the Shabbos, to be used, it's an Issa Doraisa based on Ve'echino Issa Sheyavil. We assume not that way, the Muksus is only Drabanan. But it could be that the Inyan itself, that to the extent that something is officially designated for Shabbos, is a Kiyum of the Ve'echino. So therefore, we can certainly relate to the notion of Rav Chisda in light of all of this, that there's an inyan, a positive sense of a hechinu Esa Sheyaviu, the Mishneh Berurah. If we begin to look here in the Mishneh Berurah on Siman Reish Nun, he mentions a couple of interesting things. But among them, he says that to the extent that a person says bipeh, verbally, when he's designating something for Shabbos, it's l'kavod Shabbos, that itself is poel b'kedusha. So therefore, we can relate to the notion itself of hachana for Shabbos and preparing things for Shabbos. But we start then have to understand specifically what Rav Chizkiya is teaching us in terms of yashkim adam, at what cost, and is this in the raisa per se. So let's look at some of the issues that come out here in the Mishneh Berurah and Bir Halacha. So first of all, the Bir Halacha, the Mishneh Berurah just sums up how he sees it in terms of relative to Kriya Shema and Tefillah and other things, but the Bir Halacha, you get into more details. First of all, the Mishneh Berurah writes, the first thing to realize is that the drasha itself, according to Rashi, the makor is from the Hechinu Esa Sheyaviyu. So Yaviyu is in the morning, Hechinu is in the morning. We'll see soon in the Bir Halacha, there's another makor that the Beis Yosef quotes from the Midrash Tanchuma from the Lashon Vahaya itself. Vahaya suggests Miyad, and possibly says a prima gadim is a nafkamina between the two sources, how you learn it out. So first of all, in the Mishneh Berurah, he quotes the makor that Rashi brings, Hachana dum yida hava, hava saman was in the morning, vayukutu so baboke baboke, so the Hachana for Shabbos should be in the morning, but when? Zok the Mishneh Berurah, sukkah nalef, after kriya shma, after tefillah. So you finish davening, and then you should be osik right away in hachana in some way, hachana for Shabbos. What about if you have a seder, kavua, after davening for whatever amount of time, or you give a shir Friday morning after davening, so that should come first. Don't be mevatel the seder kavua. What if the store is going to close? If you wait the extra hour for your chavusa to finish the learning, then you're not going to get the purchases for Shabbos. Then don't have your chavusa time after learning. After davening Friday morning, first go to the store, purchase what you need for Shabbos, and then sit down and learn. What if they only have short hours which are prior to davening? Then what? And when you get to the grocery to get your hachana for Shabbos, your tzorchei Shabbos, then he says, you can go before davening and daven later, but at least say kriya shema first, because that's a din d'oraisa, so it's man kriya shema. Then he talks about the notion of Friday versus Thursday. He says it's a special inyan to do it on Friday. Why is that? Because it shows more Kavod Shabbos to be doing it on Friday. So you can do it on Thursday, it's done already, but there's an inyan to show Kavod Shabbos to be making on Friday. What if it's something that needs great hachana? So then, of course, you start early. If it's a very short Friday, we're still relatively short Fridays now, so then, okay, if you can do it earlier, because you need more time, then it's already considered hachana for Shabbos on Thursday as well, because there isn't as much time on Friday. Take a look with me at the Bir Halacha, very interesting inyanim here that he brings up. So first of all, the source itself for Yashkim Adam, first is Rashi's source. That is v'heichinu eseshiyaviyu dumya hachana dumya dahava. The other makar that he says the Taz brings, that the Beis Yosef brings, b'shem Tanchuma, the Lashon of the Pasuk is v'chaya b'yom ha'shishi. So the drash of the Tanchuma, v'chaya, means miyad. For example, Pasuk in Shmuel, v'chaya ki kam ha'plishti, immediately. So v'chaya b'yom ha'shishi. First thing, Friday morning, there should be a v'hechin. Zok the Prima Gadim, if that's the drash from v'chaya, then it should come out that as early as possible, even before you read Kriya Shema, even before you daven. Because the Haya, first thing in the morning. But make sure you don't miss Zman Kriya Shema. So make sure that you'll daven later and you'll say Kriya Shema Bismana. But really, this should be done before Kriya Shema. That's what the Pasuk is saying, the Haya. As opposed to Rashi's reason, that's the Haya, the Hechino Sesheyaviyu. So what was the hava? The hava wasn't first thing in the morning. The hava was gimushos bayom, that they brought the man. So then certainly you have a window of time within the first 3 hours of the shows manios of the day. That's when you should be osik in some way with hachana to tzorchei Shabbos. But according to the Tanchuma's reason, it should even come before davening, before kriya shema, according to the Prima Gadim. Says the Bir Halacha. However, in the Bir Halacha, Mishneh Berurah didn't tell you this. He didn't tell you this Prima Gadim's chiddush, that we should really do it before davening. Hatakim Mishnah Brura Achak Kriyashma Utfila Dafka, because the veil doesn't do what the Prima Gadim says that you should be Mechin before davening. But maybe the reason for that is because everyone is relying on Anshei Beiso, and the person is, has a family, and spouse gets involved with Tzarchei Shabbos bright and early. So that's why he's not Mekayim it before, because really it's being done anyway. But let's say there's nobody else to be Mechin, then maybe in Chanami, okay. But they says, L'maisa, if we can say to Hayom, that's called Ben Magen Avram, it's clear that first you should dive in, and first you say Kriya Shema, unless you won't get it afterwards. And even if you're not going to get it later, you should do Kriya Shema first, like I mentioned in Mishnah Brura. And why is that? If there's a Dindo Raisa of Eichinu, and we darshan like the Tanchuma, that it should be first thing in the morning, even if you assume, which is not clear cut, that this whole halacha is a din d'oraisa, but wait, you have a din d'oraisa of achana for Tzarchei Shabbos. If you assume it's a d'oraisa, you have another d'oraisa of Kriya Shema. So what should come first? What's the rule? Tadir. So Kriya Shema is tadir. It's every day. So then certainly Kriya Shema should come first, and you can always purchase it afterwards. Maybe you'll tell me, the Prima Gadim will say that according to Tanchuma, that the Pasuk is Megala V'Ahoya Miyad, the Torah is saying, Adarabba, I know about Kriya Shema, and I'm telling you, come Friday, and before Kriya Shema, before anything else, the first thing is you wake up in the morning, this should be Achana B'Tzarchei Shabbos. So the Gzeres HaKasuv says that, Afapi that there's a Tadir here, but I want you to do this first. Shiny, the Hyocha Shiny. L'maisa, even so, Ein Lismuch Al Zekrao, because after all, even according to Tanchuma, he says that the Torah says that you should do immediately, there's still no raya to us. Why? Because, says the Bir Halacha, says the Chavetz Chaim, when was Shabbos first given to Bnei Yisrael? In Mara. And then again by the month. And then, of course, Matan Torah. So at the time that Shabbos was first given, they didn't have the mitzvah to read Kriya Shema. So therefore, when the Torah would say Vahaya, and even if we assume it's a Dindo Raisa and it meant Miyad, but obviously there was nothing else that was a competing mitzvah at the same time. So in the Chanami, at that point, when the Torah says Vahaya, Me'amashishi, there was the mitzvah immediately to be Mechin Tzarchei Shabbos. They had no mitzvah of Kriya Shema, and therefore the mitzvah of Achana was Chal right away, as soon as he woke up. However, once Kal Yisrael were given the mitzvah of Kriya Shema Bizman Kima, which is a Tadir, so therefore, Therefore, Kriya Shema now trump the mitzvah of Vahaya Bayamashishi. And therefore, first Kriya Shema, but as soon as that's over, as soon as davening is over, tefillah is also derived according to the Rambam, and therefore you should do it afterwards. And he says, Man Kriya Shema is also called Hashkama. See if within Gibul Shos, it's also called Hashkama. And therefore, says the Mishnah Brura, Bir Halacha Memela, he says, Madam Matriach is Atzmo Tekef Achazen. If right after davening, you do some effort, Lord Tzoras Shabbos, Lo Nafek Mechalze. You haven't violated this Behaya Vayamashishi. And therefore, he defends what he says in Mishnah Brura, that it can be done right. But there was a real tzad in the Prima Gadim that this Indian is, as soon as you get up in the morning, before anything else, do Hachana Patzarchi Shabbos. He'll bring later a Chayadim, he didn't want to Paskin like him, and Chayyadim thinks that even based on the getter of Tadir, you should still do Hachana first, because it's Tadir Mekudash. Because he considers the Hachana for Tzarchei Shabbos to be a getter of Mekudash. Shabbos is a Kodesh, and Hachana has the same halacha Mekudash, and therefore possibly Mekudash should come first. But he doesn't even mention it. The Gamdu L'chora Nira, and then in the brackets he adds, and at the end of the day, who says it is a Dindo Raisa that we're dealing with? Could be that this whole halacha is an Asmachta. The halakos of a Rambam, and what's the proof that it can be d'oraisa? Because the whole mitzvah of Onik Shabbos is a din midivrei sofim, midivrei kabbalah. So how can you tell me that hachana for Onik Shabbos is a din d'oraisa if Onik Shabbos itself is only a din midivrei kabbalah? But that's not such a raya, because true Onik is midivrei kabbalah, but what is a d'oraisa? But the suda, hayom, the suda Shabbos is a d'oraisa. So therefore, it's possible that Torah did give a din d'oraisa of hachana for the suda Shabbos. So therefore, Kamaposkin. The Imkein Efshid the Gamashkama Zeba Bokrim Natorah. So back and forth, he's not sure whether it's Dindo Raisa or not. Gamashikasa Beseda Yom. Okay, goes on. Then he says, Ukfaris Pali Beseda Chayadam. the Seder Yom says not to parish min hatzibur, but l'maisa is a mitzvah hachanah del raisa. Even if it's an asmachta, maybe better to daven b'yechidi as opposed to not being mekayim the din of hachanah tzorchei Shabbos. The Chayyadim wonders about that, but that which the Chayyadim says that if it's a doraisa, after that it precedes kriyashma because it's mekudash, lo nira klal, because Shabbos is mekudash. But Yom HaShishi is hachanah mekudash. It's not itself considered mekudash, therefore I did mention it. And finally, one last nekuda in the Viralacha is that the Rambam leaves out this entire halacha. Shulchan Aruch paskins it in Reish Nun, and the Rambam omits it. The specific halacha of Chizkiyah that we mechin v'hashgam matzorchi Shabbos, v'tzorch taima, and he brings a possible resolution why the Rambam didn't bring it, because it's a Gemara Bava Kama that a person should be running bein hashmashes, meaning close to Shkia, right before Shabbos starts, to be osik in tzorchi Shabbos. Sounds like the Iker Inyan of Achana is the last minute, whatever is, you can be doing the last minute. When we're kind of at laugh times, right? The last minute. Yeah, the last minute run. And a kopan, he tries to figure why the Rambam didn't mention this halacha. In any event, so here are some various interesting aspects of a halacha that's not really noticed so much. It's tucked away, beginning of Reishon Hachonas, Hasudas Shabbos, and trying, there's strong studim to even make the case, as you can see, that it should be done mamish in the morning when you wake up on Friday before you even dive in. But I'll quote upon him, if we don't go that far, you see the importance of the inyan, that as soon as you finish davening, there shouldn't be unless it's a kvius possibly, then you keep the kvius of the Seder, but other things should take a back seat, and you should be yosik in some way in Achanah Sofi Shabbos. Good.